What's going on? Welcome to Totally Blit Podcast. We're about to talk UFC Vegas 89, aka Fight Night, Rivas versus Namajunas. As always, go down and like and subscribe. Comment your picks on this card. Let us know how you feel about this card. And if you can't wait for 300 to go down, especially give us a like and subscribe. I'm Paul, Pick'em Win'em Concha, and I'm joined with.
You already know, man, that your boy Kev Waterboy Savoy, aka the Don PYE. I'm always the realest on your screen.
We got a decent little card, Kevin. I won't say. I mean, similar to last week's card and kind of some of the next week's card. It's just, as us anime fans would like to call, a little bit of filler, so we can get prepped for what's really coming up with the big banger. And you know, in anime, they love to put a couple random filler episodes right before like some big shit about to happen. It's like they leave you off on a
And when
cliffhanger.
you watch that, yeah, and then when you watch that shit week to week, it'd be so disrespectful.
Yeah, it'll be a huge cliffhanger, then two, three episodes of filler, and then it was all right, we're back to the regular scheduled program. And that's how I feel about these. We had Tibera, Tyvasa last week. Decent card, great finishes, couple of crazy shit happening in that card. Maybe this show would do a little bit of the same, but you never know until the fights actually start with the UFC.
I've never booked a fight in my life, so I don't know what the process is, what he has to go through, how hard it is to make a fight actually happen, especially with people, injuries and anything random that can happen, missing weight and shit. But sometimes these be the cards that be go crazy. But I think the best cards are the ones that have like these random, like really good fight nights before them. And now we're hyped and ready for that card. So for 300, I thought that's what they would have bet. I feel like the cards before 299 were a little better than this.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be on to something. But I'm not lying. I'm looking at this card and there's a couple fights that stand out to me, but it's like as a whole, I'm not really feeling like I need to watch it.
But these be the ones that end up becoming low-key crazy, like that's some
That's
random
true.
shit.
Oh, looking at the top to bottom, let me see. Oh, we got Muhammad Usman opening the card. He's a plus one.
Mo.
The underdog, taking on Mick Parkin. Muhammad Usman, he's did he win last week? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, since joining the UFC, this man's taken nothing but wins. Kafa, Pogba, Jake Collier. I believe he was underdog in all three of those fights. Here we are again, fourth time being an underdog.
Yeah, I mean, they say he's boring, but it is what it is. Like, he's a heavyweight fighter, he's getting used to it. He's finding his way. And for some reason, he keeps getting to open the cards because I swear he's always the first fighter. I don't know if that's a tough thing, but like, he's always the first fighter.
It's because he's boring and like he wins, but like Zach Pogba, since the tough has, like all the way down. Jake Collier, I think he got cut by the UFC. So it's like Usman's winning early on cards against some bottom tier guys, and like I don't know, it's like he's not doing it with spectacular. It's not like he's hitting these like highlight reels for like Dana White. If you're doing highlights, he's gonna give you some extra favors. If you're not doing highlights, he probably don't know where to put you. Especially even if you're winning, it's hard to put you somewhere if you're not bringing action.
That's real. But I got nothing but love for my dog Mo. I'm picking him to win this fight.
I'm going against him, bro. I think that the wins
How's it?
have to stop somewhere.
Who's even he fighting? Like, do you even know?
He's fighting Mick Parkin. Only thing I really know about Mick Parkin is he's pretty good on the feet. He's kind of good all around. He's 3-0 on the UFC since coming off the Contender Series in 2022. So we got tough versus Contender Series. Mick Parkin's definitely a
Love you.
bigger guy. He's a couple inches taller. Got 20 pounds on him. Got decent wrestling. Got decent hands. I just think it's that I like the odds on this fight. -140 for Parkin is basically a pick 'em, and it's mainly because I think Usman keeps rattling off these wins people aren't expecting, and you kind of hard to like kind of tell where that guy. It's hard to gauge that person. Like, should I continue to bet against him? He keeps fucking winning. And I don't expect much out of Usman. I think Parkin gets the win here. I'm just counting this out because I also like Parkin's like 8 years younger than Usman, so like. I just think it's eventually this shit's gonna run out.
Yeah, Jit is low key old as fuck. But yeah, I'm gonna keep my dog Moto.
And then let's see. This isn't who I think it is, is it? No, that's not who it was. But next fight, we're probably gonna talk on this card. Honestly, it's just a good pick 'em, like good 50-50 fights, not any like names really noteworthy. I will shout out Billy Quarantillo's on this card, Billy Q out of 813, but they mostly be repping New York now.
Literally, I swear, there's just a like, I swear, when we first found them, like, they were crazy South Gracie. Now they just very long going them now.
Yeah, like out of New York, though, that, but maybe we'll see. I mean, it's a pick 'em on this. You got two, you got Billy Q throws crazy pace, volume, all that. And then Zalu, he's kind of a slower guy, switch stance, got a good submission game, great wrestling. He's one of those like overseas fighters that's kind of like maul, slow and maul. Like, that's all he's really gonna do. So kind of see fast action versus slow and steady. I'm gonna root for Billy Q, but honestly, my pick is gonna be on Zalu. It's kind of, I think the wrestling shit, like when Billy Q gets slowed down and he kind of gets frustrated, I think that's like he's gonna have a little bit of a struggle in here. He won't be able to get what he wants in this fight.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that one. I feel like when fast meets slow, it kind of really messes with the pace of the mindset that is slow and he never really gets in a rhythm. But of the fast, even the fast never gets a rhythm. But I think I'm gonna pick Billy Q on a whim and a hope that he gets that boy up out of there. He doesn't let you get methodical and slow because he gets you the fuck up out of there. So yeah, we're hoping Billy Q got what he That's what it takes to fucking walk.
In our next fight, we got a pick'em between two young fighters, 25 and 23, making his second UFC fight. Peyton Talbot, 7-0. You might know him from Uriah Faber's league, where he was undefeated in 7-0. He's like Uriah Faber's guy. He has yet to shoot a takedown. And this will be a second UFC fight. All hands, all fucking speed, got power. He's taking on Cameron Simon, the South African, was undefeated until he ran into C-Rod in his last fight. Went from 9-0 to 9-1. And right after that, I mean, this is a tough gauntlet for Simon. He's going from Christian Rodriguez, another great young upcoming fighter, and now he's taking on Peyton Talbot, who's another big upcoming fighter coming out of Uriah Faber's fighting fucking program. But Cameron Simon was South African. They pushed him hard with Dricus du Plessis. Fun fighter, southpaw fighter. After that loss to C-Rod, they say, fuck it, put him in there with another young up-and-coming talent. It's a pick 'em. Simon's a slight underdog. Talbot's the slight favorite at -150.
I forgot what that one white boy's name is. I remember we had like a random white boy in one of our chats one time, and he had interviewed Cameron Simon. That's kind of how I found out about
That
him.
was Tom. That was the UK boy,
Yeah.
Tom TV, because he roots for Dricus. He roots for Simon. He roots for the South African heavy.
Heavy. And they love him over there. I think the South Africans love him because they be popping on the podcast. And now one of them is a champ, so that looks really good. But I guess I'm gonna have to stick with the South African on this one, unless you can tell me some good things about the other guy. Make me change my
I
mind on
wasn't big on Talbot. I mean, he's southpaw. He's fun. He throws insane volume. He was on like a five fight. I mean, he was 9-fight win streak, five in the UFC, until he ran into C-Rod. I just think Talbot is like, on if this is gonna be a stand up fight, I'm taking Talbot. Like the shit I've seen out of him, he's a switch fight stance. He's got 3.5 inch reach advantage, and he's like his hands are fluid, like really fluid. And Simon is the more UFC veteran at this point. He knows how to strike in the UFC. He's proven he's 4-1 in the UFC. One loss against a great fighter in C-Rod. So maybe I am discounting him right now. And I don't know much about Talbot because he hasn't been tested yet, really. But this will be the test. If he is who I think he is, I think he's going to win this stand-up fight. But I'm not discounting Simon to be able to all of a sudden shoot a takedown and get some controlled time and understand like I'm here to win rounds. I don't have to knock you out. Like, don't get me wrong, I could also see that happen. You see that happen a lot with young fighters taking on someone who's been a little bit more experienced. But I'm a rock reader. I always enjoyed Uriah Faber. A lot of people don't like him. I don't know what there isn't not to like about him. Super likable guy, super chill guy, like gnarly, rad. Those two words come to mind when I think of Uriah Faber. I'm going for his boy.
Oh no, I don't have any beef with Team Alpha Male, even slightly. But for some reason, anytime I see Uriah Faber on the sideline, this dog gets fucked up.
That has happened in the past.
Yeah, like consistent. And I don't be looking for trainers a lot. So maybe I see a lot of fights where they win and I'm just not paying attention or something. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Evan Holman because like I just don't trust them boys like that.
Then let's get into the main event. Amanda Ribas, +180, making her flyweight debut. Originally from strawweight 115, moving up to 125 to take on Rose Namajunas, former strawweight champion, who moved up to flyweight after losing the belt. And since her move up to strawweight, two back-to-back losses, has yet to look good. Was a favorite, I believe, in both of her last fights when she moved up to the flyweight division. Lost both of them, pretty one-sided. She's the favorite here, -220 against Amanda Ribas. I'm pretty sure that she's the bigger favorite because Ribas is coming from Rose's, the former division where Rose was champion. And if you couldn't go up the ranking and beat her and get the belt in that division, why do we think you're going to be able to do it 10 pounds heavier? Who knows? I want to hear how you feel about this because, yes, Rose lost to Carla Esparza, and then she loses to Marion Fiorot. And then here we are now. No one knows what to do with her. And then on the other side, Ribas, this is her first fight at the division. Both of them are fresh to the division, don't get me wrong, but I mean this is her first fight in this division. How do you feel about this one?
I got mixed emotions. Because I was a big Thug Rose fan. Definitely thought Thug Rose was a problem. She was the truth in her while she was making her run. But my first ever Thug Rose fight I got to see was the Carla Esparza fight, and that shit was very, very, very much mid. But I didn't think that defined her. And then we go into she moves up and she fights Fury, and I'm like, damn. I don't know much about this women's flyweight division. I just know Fury's not no joke. So she ran into Fury, wasn't the best of the best for her. And she's still going. I don't know where her head is mentally. But I think I'm gonna stick with it just off the face that like she's still a trained killer.
And I mean, to give credit, the person who just lost, I mean, the person who just beat Rose is Manon Fiorot, the French woman, who is on a fucking win streak right now, which includes Tabitha Ricci, Maria Bruno Silva, Jennifer Maia, Kaylin Cherukian, and Rose Namajunas, which is an insane five-fight win streak to be on in the women's division. And her next fight will be next week, headlining versus against Aaron Blanchfield. So,
Oh, that's
yeah,
crazy.
this woman's a problem who Rose lost to. I like Ribas probably a little bit more in terms of like who still got a little bit left in them in terms of like who still has a second spring in them from what I could possibly tell. But I'm gonna go with Rose. Only because I don't think that Ribas can really keep up with her in terms of like on the ground game. Rose, I think, has a little bit better ground game. I think Rose being used to this weight class by one fight will make a little bit of a difference. But I will say, if Rose loses this fight or does not look good, she's done. She's toast. Like, this is it. Like, if you don't look good against Ribas, this will be the litmus test on if you still have a championship run in you, or if you still have that caliber of you. If you look bad in this fight, I think the UFC is gonna be kind of done with the whole Rose, the big comeback, and she might fight for a title again.
I mean, I'm not gonna go immediately title against fight, blah blah blah. But I just wanna see where her head's at. Where is her head at? Is she in a good place? Does she feel like she can still fuck these motherfuckers up? And can she get aggressive and do what needs to be done? Can she still be that thug Rose? Because it's tough. Because that game plan with the Carlos Esparza fight wasn't a good one. And then Fury out was a problem. So, like, let's see how she comes into this fight.
I'm feeling actually pretty comfortable about the Rose pick. So that might be one of my parlay picks right there. I don't know what I'm going to pick it with, but I know I'm going to add Rose to probably a lot of my parlays.
As though I didn't influence him at all.
Nah,
He did
nah.
that, chose that himself.
I did. Y'all saw it here, America.
I didn't
We
influence him.
appreciate y'all for watching. We'll be back next week with the recap. And we'll also be back with the Blanchfield versus Furio picks for next week. It should be a good little card next week as well. It's all leading up to the big UFC 300. So honestly, we can't wait for that. We appreciate everyone watching and staying tuned along for the ride. I'm Paul Pickle Winham. That's Kev Waterboy Savoy. It's been an episode of Totally Blitz Podcast. And if y'all didn't know, now y'all know, motherfuckers.